News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Director with I'm Larry Lee, WSAU News. Governor Scott Walker's deputy communications director was among the parents upset about a Middleton teacher, Andrew Harris, being back in the classroom. According to WKOW Television, Julie Lund and another parent asked Walker to seek the revocation of Harris's teaching license. This after he was fired for viewing pornography at school, and his union helped convince a state arbitrator to reinstate him. Walker's asked the state superintendent, Tony Evers, to revoke Harris. KOW Television's director was among the news. Governor Scott Walker's deputy communications director was among the parents upset about a Middleton teacher, Andrew Harris, being back in the classroom. According to WKOW Television, Julie Lund and another parent asked Walker to seek the revocation of Harris's teaching license. This after he was fired for viewing pornography at school, and his union helped convince a state arbitrator to reinstate him. Walker's asked the state superintendent, Tony Evers, to revoke Harris's license under an immoral conduct clause. The Department of Public Instruction says it has the case under review but has not commented any further. A Wausau murder suspect is having his case delayed this after two doctors could not determine if he's mentally able to stand trial. Marathon County Judge Mike Moran ordered 27-year-old Ku Tao to be taken to a mental institution for more evaluation. Another competency review hearing has been set for March 10th. Tao's charged with homicide, hiding a corpse, and illegal firearm possession, the death last spring of 58-year-old Tong Pao Hang from St. Paul. Prosecutors said that Tao shot the victim between the eyes and cut his head off. Hang was reported missing last April and his body found about a week later in Milwaukee. A Stratford man didn't stay out of legal trouble very long. 25-year-old Tyler Perkins finished probation less than a month ago, but now has new charges for having weapons and drugs in his home. Police found six loaded guns, more ammunition, marijuana, and methamphetamines when they searched his residence. He's now being held on a $10,000 cash bond. Preliminary hearing date is February 5th. Perkins isn't supposed to have guns since he was convicted of past felonies. His new charges include six counts of possessing a firearm as a felon, possession of methamphetamines, marijuana, and two counts of drug paraphernalia. One of the paraphernalia counts includes the devices to manufacture, produce, or otherwise handle methamphetamines. An unusual case, which is a good example of why you teach your children about 911 at a young age. Merrill Fire Department telling us about a 5-year-old who called 911 said he could not wake up his parents. They thought it might be a carbon monoxide issue, but when fire department officials arrived, everything was fine. The parents were okay, but the child did the right thing, called 911, and got help. The StormTrack 9 forecast brought to you by the Lilies Assisted Living. Now with immediate openings and $500 off the first month's rent, check out their like-home facilities at theliliesassistedliving.com. Meteorologist Tony Schumacher tells us we have a winter weather advisory from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Thursday for almost all of central and north central Wisconsin. Overnight, clouds not as cold, 30% chance of light snow by morning, and a low of 10 degrees. The StormTrack 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. There's a winter weather advisory issued from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Thursday for all of our listening area. The forecast overnight, increasing clouds and not as cold, a 30% chance of light snow toward morning and a low of 10 degrees. Thursday, snow, moderate to locally heavy in the morning, tapering off in the afternoon. Look for 2 to 4 inches of new snow and some locally higher amounts possible in central Wisconsin. The high temperature expected to be 20 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy to clear and quite cold, a low of 8 below zero. Then Friday, mostly sunny and chilly with a high of only 8. Look for slightly warmer temperatures on Saturday with a chance of light snow or flurries. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.